Hey podcasters, Clazzy, Matt and Kimber here from The Big Breakfast.
On today's catch-up, Dennis Cometti talks up Nick Nananui.
Pete Rosethorne joined us in the studio to talk about Channel 7's new local production, Flashpoint.
We discussed your hero moment.
Is there a chicken war brewing?
Thanks, Colonel.
Wake up with The Big Breakfast. Clazzy, Matt and Kimber. Weekdays from 6 a.m. on Mix 94.5.
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast.
That's over the shoulder.
The only brekkie show with this legend.
Oh, yes. Hang it on the wall. A work of art.
Let's talk footy with Dennis Cometti for Battery World.
Just when you think there's a week off with a gap before the AFL finals, he's busier than ever. Dennis Cometti, good morning, Dennis.
Good morning, everybody. Came here out of habit this morning, jumped in the car, drove here and thought, why? You know, I was just sort of unwinding from Joondal up yesterday. I got my footy fix. I was out there for the Eagles waffle team. They were going to win yesterday, and then they were going to lose with 90 seconds to go. Then they won. They were playing West Perth. It was a thrilling game at the end, but hard to watch during the game because the wind was so strong.
Yeah.
And an ex-docker, Brady Gray, kicked the winning goal. So all good, all good. And what I learned from that game, it shows the Eagles don't have much coming up behind their league team.
Just
a couple of players. Yeah, a couple of little guys, Hamish Brayshaw and Braden Ainsworth, played well. But really, compared to Essendon, West Coast have very few players outside the starting 22.
Knocking on the door.
Yeah, that's right. Knocking on the door, trying to kick the door down.
Okay.
Essendon have got quite a few injuries. So I would think the West Coast Eagles should win on Thursday night.
Mm.
Essendon have got about five players out who would normally go straight into their best team, I would think.
Okay.
By contrast, Nat Nui is the only guy knocking on the door, and he's going to kick the damn thing down. I mean, there's no doubt about that. He will play.
So, he will?
Yeah, I reckon. So that's good news. Good news as far as West Coast is concerned.
And a couple of the boys held over from that game. They didn't play for the Eagles.
That's right. And that made it tricky for them too. It's not easy for sort of a secondary team to operate when there's a game on Thursday night. So they had those restrictions. But even so, it was an interesting game, but the weather really spoiled it.
Yeah,
I was talking before about these kids who woke up very quickly. The ball was going out of bounds all the time on one side of the ground, and it was the most packed place on the stadium, but only by children. You know, like they're all out there foxing the footy.
What a touch of footy.
It was terrific. And good on them. I don't think I ever did that, but I admire them.
Yeah. Count those possessions? Do we have any idea?
I'd say about 50 each.
Hard ball gets.
It became harder as other guys realised.
Yes.
Yeah, get out there and sort of fight for the footy. But the first couple out there got a lot of the footy out alone. we're actually just making stuff up, aren't we?
Really? Putting on your coach's hat, perhaps. Nick Nat, why wouldn't they have given him a few minutes in that game?
No, that doesn't happen. In fact, they held players back. I mean, no point. I think you just find out if he can go on the day or the night in this case.
Yep,
Wouldn't have crossed their mind, no.
Right. Throw the jewel in and see what happens.
Yep.
He's used, isn't he?
Yeah, you'd be a waste in that wet weather too. I mean, not that you would ever do it. It's not the way they think. It's just hold him back, and then just let him go. Because if he does break down, provided it's not serious, I mean, nothing really lost. Because I don't think they're going very far now, the West Coast Eagles. I've just got this feeling that without him, I know they played well without him, but without him, I doubt they can go very far.
Is it with a situation playing a team like Essendon, they're either hot or they're not?
That's right. And as I said, I think they should win that. But even so, in the long term, the more I think about it, it just sort of reinforced it yesterday watching them, their lack of depth.
Right.
So you need everybody functioning. And I think they were a month ago. They were probably the best side in it, but they've just come off the boil a little bit. And probably some self-doubt has crept in. And certainly the fixtures, where they're going to play now, apart from this weekend, or Thursday night, sorry, is going to make it tough too. We knew that coming in. Once they lost that game, we thought, well, it's going to be much tougher now. So it was interesting too. I wouldn't like to be one of these reporters when they get the week off, because it's amazing what they come up with, isn't it? How do they fill those papers?
I don't know. That's why I'm nervous that the Eagles don't win. This is going to be a couple of weeks of pretty rough, gloomy moods around Perth. It's quite hard to deal with when football doesn't go in our favour.
Yeah, it's amazing. Not many people realise. It does impact on the sort of morale of a city, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Not so much in Melbourne, because it's sort of there's lots of supporters there, so everyone's going to be a bit grumpy, and some are going to be happy as well. I guess the only people who would be happy and Perth would be the Fremantle people if the Eagles go out. But even they, I think, would still have some empathy for the West Coast Eagles, wouldn't they?
And then the focus of the media will be back on who's going to be the coach and the CEO.
That's right. So, but it was just a no man's land.
That was a bit of
a weekend. Yeah, I found it hard to deal with.
And not even a test match to
melt
into.
So what am I doing here? It's great to see you guys.
Thanks for coming in, Dan. And you mentioned that you know, the kids on the boundary getting the footy.
As I was driving to a restaurant this morning, I thought, no, I will go there.
Yeah.
I will pop in because there's a gap to be filled.
No, that's good, mate.
Here I am.
So you never, when your favourite players were out on the field, you never did you run on? Because that's run on at Leederville in the early 80s when you were coaching West Perth and going Pat Les Fong or Johnny Duckworth on the back. I never got to the coach.
Well, I used to run off from the Leederville Oval, actually. I used to leave very quickly. If I went down just to meet one or two players at the gate, there were generally angry fans who wanted a piece of me, so it wasn't always successful. So I headed down the race very quickly. I was seen to run.
Good on you, Dan. Dennis Cometti, for expert advice and service, trust the batteryologists at Battery World for all your battery and power needs. Call 13 17 60 or go to batteryworld.com.au and I hope we'll see you again next Monday.
Absolutely. That's a real one.
The Big Breakfast with Clancy, Matt and Kimber.
What's that wheel doing there, Matt?
Well, I thought it was time to spin Matt's suburban wheel.
Oh, just throw it in wherever you like.
Yes. You should.
Sorry.
Hits from your hood.
Is that okay?
Yeah, sure. We haven't had a hit you did two in 2 weeks back to back, so we need to pick another suburb.
Yeah.
We've got the suburban wheel. It's looking ratty as.
It really is.
Mate, you don't need to ask permission around here. Just spin that wheel.
I've just sprayed a bit of WD-40.
Oh, have you?
There.
Okay, well done.
You ready?
Yeah. It's looking a bit grotty, isn't it?
Oh, look, you've broken the wheel.
Oh, no, it's okay. No, it's still on.
No, that's not.
Hang on,
go again.
Okay, all right. You want to hear the sound, don't you? The little rotary
sound. Here we go.
Okay, low budget show. Okay. Oh, what's it landed on?
Have we already done that suburb?
That's the strangest spin I've ever seen. It's come back.
But it was legitimate.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, everything's above board.
Kareen.
Why do I feel like we've done Kareen? Have you?
No, we did Craig next door.
Oh, yeah.
We haven't done Kareen.
You know a lot about that area.
I lived there for quite a long, 9 years.
Yeah, Kareen. Mm. Okay.
Great high school.
Nice
Green Glade Shops.
Anything else?
I found a little nice bakery there last week.
Well, there you go.
A little bakery in that.
Yeah.
Kareen Glade Shopping Centre.
New cafe in there, and they've got the massive open space at Kareen.
Okay. Well, look, get on to this feels a bit underwhelming, but hopefully it'll pick up momentum.
No, it'll be fine. That's only because the wheel was breaking.
Yeah. So if you live in Kareen or you know anything about Kareen other than the shops and the
open
bakery, get on Facebook and let us know all about it.
Nothing wrong with a good bakery. How dare you?
There's
a lot of people out there who'll be going, thanks for that heads up, Kimber. I'm going to check that out.
Yeah, did you go to the pool shop while you were there? Great folks.
Kareen pool shop. Love it.
Get some acid.
Song written.
This'll fill you up. Everything Perth for brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire'sy, Matt and Kimber.
One of the things that's changed, a couple of things have changed about TV in this city of late, and that is in the last decade, all of the TV stations have moved from Dianella to different cooler locations, and they've flattened those and built houses there. But the other thing is a lack of local TV production until tonight, because 7 Perth have got a new locally produced show, a panel show called Flashpoint, and one of the stars is our very own Pete Rosethorne. G'day, mate.
Stars is very strong.
No.
I wouldn't put the star thing in. Anyway, that's fine. But thank you. Thanks for having me this morning. It's interesting, isn't it?
Well, this looks great, exciting. Pete. I mean, it says that you're discussing WA issues, and Tim McMillan, the host, says the calibre and passion of our guests will lead to some robust yet informative debates. Now, did you know that's what you had signed up for?
Not really, but that's what they want. They want arguments. They want argy-bargy.
Okay.
So we get people from different aspects of the argument, if you like, and make them have a fight and see what the flashpoint is.
Sounds like My Kitchen Rules.
Oh, every reality show. Survivor. Yeah,
the flashpoint was when the premier smashed that guy in the face. Flashpoint.
Hey. Well, I know for myself, when I'm wondering what's happening in Perth, my go-to man is Pete Rosethorne. My Lipton test.
So, Matt, get away from the front of my house, mate. I've got nothing today. I know. So my role, which seems to be quite contentious amongst such a sort of volatile political kind of show, is getting the theme of the program and going out on the street and either vox popping or creating a sketch idea to lighten the mood.
Your light relief.
The fluff at the end.
Yeah.
So I come in, show the package, introduce the package, show the package, comment on the package, and then find out my flashpoint from the week via whatever's happened on the panel from the last half hour. It's only half hour show.
Is there an interesting graphic? To show the flashpoint?
No. It's like a worm.
Yeah,
an exploding worm.
Yeah.
But there's a man, sketching. What's his name? He's sketching.
Oh, Dean Alston.
Yeah. He's the cartoonist.
Champion. The cartoonist will be doing a cartoon sort of on the fly.
Oh, I like it.
A bit like, you know, it's like a Hey Saturday used to have a cartoon.
Oh, yeah, right.
So I'm probably Dickie Knee, and they've got the cartoon guy. And so, yeah, we're just going to see how it goes. It's done live. And
absolutely.
So who knows?
Yeah.
So hopefully it's like you just said, nothing's made in Perth, and it's just nice to have something produced.
That's good.
And no one really knows what they're doing.
I know we're having a bit of fun, but I'm really glad they're making something local. And that's terrific.
Tim McMillan's a bit wasted not, he's done some MC work in that lately. We've heard him popping up on the radio and the rest around town, but it's good to have him back in the box.
Yeah, absolutely. Lovely man, a super nice guy, and it's a test for him too, because, you know, it's a fluid program. It's not one where you're just reading off an auto cue and going, here's the news today. It's in your grill a bit, and it's volatile, and he has to poke the bear a bit, which would be interesting.
And so, you know, because this is live, but no doubt you've been out at one point to do a few, as you say, vox pops, go out and get some people in the streets. Have you learned anything about the people of Perth yet? What are you expecting?
I've only done one, and I interviewed all the politicians going into Parliament on the day of the assisted dying debate.
Oh, dear.
Really nervous. I say, relax, guys.
Come on, let's make this light and fun.
To the heebie-jeebies. So that was interesting. And I've found out from doing it that I have met stacks of them doing events.
Right,
like, you know, how many things have you done, Clearsy, where there's been someone, some politician in the audience, Minister for Health or Minister for Transport?
There's Rita again.
And then I go, I met you.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're that guy. Oh, right. Okay, right. So they always met me quite warmly. Yep. So it was really interesting. So I've been in Perth long enough now for people to go, oh, right, okay.
I have to say, that debate was we all get very cynical about our political process, and rightly so, but it was nice to see the politicians being grown up and being respectful of each other. And
that was the word I heard all morning.
Yeah.
As long as we're respectful, we respect the topic, and it's a shame it takes the topic
for
them to behave respectfully.
Yeah, true, yeah.
It should be kind of respectful in every topic, but apparently not.
But a few pollies really throw themselves into it too, into the mix to try and make a difference. Mm.
Yeah. I think part of the push tonight is discussing politics and politicians in terms of how much push they've got in there, or how gently they play their hands now.
Mm. Okay,
and who knows what about who? Flashpoint.
Poke the bear. Poke the bear.
Flashpoint. Yeah. Ouch.
So you're the light relief, but not the kind you get at that massage place on Charles Street.
Oh, yeah. Well, I can.
Yeah, okay.
You know, I'm pretty loosey goosey.
I've only got half an hour. What's Alston drawing?
People are busy googling. Is there one on Charles Street? Hey, good to see you, mate.
You too. Thanks for having me.
See you on the telly tonight.
Can't wait.
Everything Perth for Brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clancy, Matt and Kimber.
Now, I've actually had great dreams of having a few flying lessons.
Oh, yeah.
You remember you guys sent me in that stunt plane, which there was some, when I first started.
Oh, that's
right. And there was quite a lot of vision of me passing out and looking far from my best.
Up there with the best of the best.
Totally. Mm. But while I was up there, you know, I got a chance to use the controls, and I thought, I could do this.
Have a crack. It's not a PlayStation game, mate.
No, I
had to go in a flight simulator and I found it quite hard.
Yes, yeah. Well, it is hard and a lot can go wrong very quickly in an aircraft.
Mm.
It's fine when you're going along level and you're just, you know, holding the joystick.
Yeah.
So Max Sylvester, in his 30s, decides he wants to have his first lesson. Things are going quite well. He's just out of Jandakot.
Yep.
Oh, yep.
And his instructor, next minute, is sort of, he's thinking, geez, this bloke's a bit one of those sort of close talkers.
Yeah.
He's right on my shoulder.
Sure.
He's passed out.
Oh, dear.
His instructor has passed out, and Max is there on his first lesson.
In the air.
In the air. And, of course, the straightaway, he called the tower.
Yeah. Oh, now that's value for money. Your very first lesson, you're landing the plane, my friend.
And
isn't
that's
that incredible?
What a story.
Wow.
I mean, so they talked him down.
This is when you know words matter. This is words that they said to him. They said, you're doing a really great job. I know this is really stressful, but you're going to do an amazing job and we're going to help you get down to the ground, okay?
Right, okay.
Like, they're the right words to use.
Isn't that what our boss told us after the last ratings?
Yeah. You're going to be okay. But isn't that amazing? Talked him down. And this poor man who was he had his family there too. His wife and kids were at the airport watching him in his first lesson, like, oh, look at that, and then going, oh, my God.
Yeah.
This is terrible.
That's when you know the pressure's on.
And yeah. It's extraordinary. And he's landed, and Mr. Sylvester, Max Sylvester, great name, actually.
Yeah.
He said, well, my flight instructor did say I was the best student he'd ever had.
Yeah, funny that. Was that before or after?
Yeah, I mean, that is a good story, isn't it?
It'd be like working for the bomb unit, and on the first day you've got to pick between the red and the blue wire, isn't it? Really?
Yeah. Well, and he said, too, the funny thing is the guys at the flight tower said, we were worried about him afterwards because he was on such an adrenaline high after landing the plane. They said to his wife, don't let him drive home until he's calmed down.
Yes, and of course the owners of the air school have said, you know, this has never happened before and this could have gone very, very badly. And we should point out too that the pilot, the teacher is in a stable condition. So that which is terrific.
I mean,
too.
When do you get this hero moment? When is your moment where you go, I've just had to step up? There was some sort of accident or someone had to get something happen and I was just the person who was the hero.
Yeah.
Like, when do you get those moments?
And the adrenaline rush kicks in and you race to the aid of a man or damsel in distress. Sometimes it happens.
I don't think I've ever done it.
Really?
I haven't. No. Give us a call, 133353. When was your hero moment? When was the moment where you just went, I had to step up, there was no option but for me to do this myself?
I remember once, 4 or 5 years ago, I was having lunch with my son.
Mm-hmm.
And I get the phone call from Laurie, and she's pulled over on the side of the road on Marmion Avenue because there was a bee in her car.
Oh, wow. And you got it out.
And she was freaking out. And I said, well, I'm 4 or 5 Ks away, love. You know, you open the windows, right? So she's absolutely freaking out. So then she convinced me to start driving. So I drove down Beach Road, and I reckon I got within about a kilometre, and she rang me back. She was crying. She was basically really upset.
Yeah.
And the bee is still there. It's on the dashboard now.
Yeah.
Right? It's getting closer and closer. I said, well, hop, you know, stay out of the car and just have the windows open. So I get within 100 metres, and I ring her again. I said, are you okay? And she said, I just flew out.
You talked her down. You did the same thing.
Well, I was a hero for 2.5 Ks, and then I wasn't required anymore.
Has the bee flown out?
She'd pulled up at the Hamersley Golf Course, and people in the car park are going, you all right, love?
Oh, God. Call us now, 133353, and tell us, when was your hero moment?
Be a hero. Yeah, don't kill the bee, though.
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire-Z, Matt and Kimber. Everything Perth for brekkie.
You never want things to go wrong in an aircraft, but you certainly don't want them to go wrong when it's your first ever flying lesson.
Especially in a tiny Cessna.
In a tiny Cessna, and your instructor collapses onto your shoulder. Mm. That happened to Max Sylvester. And he went and landed the plane safely at Jandakot Airport.
It's incredible. He just really had to step up. And so we want to know about your hero moment.
Mm.
Yes.
Oh, it's a good one. John in South Lake, when were you a hero?
Oh, about 6 years ago. I was at home one day and a light plane had just taken off from Jandakot. It crashed on the school oval directly over my house. So I pulled two guys out, was there for a couple of hours, did first aid, worked with the paramedics, got them stabilised and off to hospital, and unfortunately both guys survived.
Oh, well done,
good job.
John.
Was that the adrenaline kicking in, John?
Yeah, kind of. Many years ago, I used to be an emergency nurse, so it was the right person, right place, right time.
Yeah,
emergency management skills to do what needed to be done.
Yeah, and that's the thing, isn't it? Because you've got to prep yourself. You see that sort of accident, you think, I don't know what I'm about to come across here. Like, that's a terrible find. So, wow, good work, John. Good hero.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, great hero.
It's impressive.
Absolutely. Let's go to Dianella. Faye, good morning. When were you a hero?
Good morning. It was quite a few years ago now in New Zealand. I was the supervisor in a supermarket, and there's a lady at the checkouts, and her baby was a bit fussy, so I went over to help her out, and the baby started turning blue. So,
oh dear.
Yeah, so I had to bring it back, and yeah, I won.
What is that because the baby had seen some of the prices, Faye, or what had happened?
No, I think, I don't know, but Mum was pretty shaky and everything else, and I was really good up until they left, and then I fell to pieces.
Oh,
yeah, of course, yeah.
But that's it, I guess it's that the adrenaline kicks in and does what you need to do, that whole fight or flight thing.
Did you have to do, what do you call it, mouth to mouth?
No, it was just a little bit of CPR. I just put her over my arm and patted her gently on the back, and she started breathing again.
Well done.
And the adrenaline come down means you can be in shock, Faye. Well done, though. You start the shakes later on.
Yeah, the shakes later on.
Hey, well done.
Beautiful work.
There's a hero comes along, her name is Faye.
He's got hero music for every occasion.
In the supermarket right
weddings,
there.
Parties, anything. Hey. Michael in North Perth. When was your hero David moment?
Morning. My hero moment was nearly 18 years ago. I delivered our son on the front lawn.
Oh, get out of town.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow, Michael, yeah. So you didn't get a lot of notice then?
No, my wife woke up from reading a story to our four-year-old at 20 past nine, and he was born at 20 to 10.
Oh, Michael.
Mate, you're a trooper.
Good work.
Michael, were you on the way to the car when she just reached the front lawn and went, nope, it's going to happen right here?
Yeah, literally. She said, I can't stand up, I can't sit down. And it was a full moon, and put the picnic blanket down, and... yeah, it all happened.
Did you do? Did you cut the umbilical cord with the clippers in the from the shed or something? Mike, what was going on there?
Well,
that's incredible.
The whippersnapper.
The ambulance arrived, and the young fella, he was a trainee, said, "Would you like to cut the cord?" And I said, "Mate, I've done everything else. Just let's go to the hospital."
Oh, yeah, well done. Yeah, you've had enough. Yeah.
God, Michael, I'm imagining all your sticky beak neighbours coming out, going, "What's happening on the front lawn?"
Well, one neighbour was a nurse, so I quickly ran across the road and got her.
Yeah.
But it was a full moon, and everything was, well, it was all safe and storybook, if you like, no complications.
Oh.
But it hit me the next day when I was at work thinking, what just happened?
Oh, absolutely. Well, this will be the speech for that birthday coming up later this month, right?
Yeah, that's right.
How old's it going to be, Michael?
He's going to be 18.
Hey. Yeah.
What, that is wonderful.
Love it.
What a great story. You are a hero, Michael. Good
day, Michael.
Thank you.
Well done. You asked for it, Matt. You got it.
I had no idea there were so many hero songs.
Oh, yeah. Not the front lawn.
Love it.
The Big Breakfast with Clancy, Matt and Kimber. The juice.
Oh, you tell. Let's hear it. Give me the details.
Turns out drinking your urine is the least of your worries.
Oh.
Okay.
A standard day in the wilderness for Bear Grylls turned pretty serious when he was stung by a bee.
Oh.
Yeah, Grylls is allergic to bee stings, and he was filming for his new series Treasure Island when he got bitten by a bee or stung by a bee, and he went into anaphylactic shock.
Yeah, but presumably he knows this, right? He knows he's allergic to bees.
I think he had an EpiPen handy. Yeah.
Right.
That's happened to him before, apparently.
Yeah, they did. Well, they had to get the EpiPen out. They got that stuck into him. And he attempted to carry on with the filming while his face swelled up and he was basically unrecognisable.
Brute of a bee sting, this. Feel a bit like the Elephant Man. It's actually quite hard, though, to see out of this eye. Bit of a price to pay for a bit of honey.
Out of all the massive, aggressive man-eating crocs and snakes and alligators I've dealt with over the years, the one that gets me is a bee.
He actually sounded like he was enjoying it.
He did. He loves it, doesn't he? Yeah. Mm. And you know what? Even though I know that it won't help me at all, I'm going to drink my own wee.
Yep.
Well, it was also weird that he just kept walking to continue the filming. He could hardly see out of his eyes.
I mean,
they were these tiny.
They were disappearing,
little...
weren't they?
Yeah. Very strange. But good news for Travolta fans.
Hey. I got chills, they're multiplying. Why have you got chills, Kimber?
I don't want to get you too excited, but one of the world's biggest movie stars, John Travolta, is coming down under to get up close and personal with fans this November.
Oh, okay.
Now, it's pretty exciting for some. Might be a bit tougher for Perth people.
Oh, don't do that to me again.
Didn't he fly in for a telethon at one stage, John Travolta?
He did. He did indeed. But an evening with John Travolta, he's coming to Australia for the first time ever with this show.
Right.
It's on Wednesday the 6th of November in Sydney or Sunday the 10th of November in Melbourne at the Palais Theatre because he's not coming to Perth.
He's dead to me.
But it's Johnny. An intimate night of anecdotes about his illustrious career and private insights from his life with rare photos, some video highlights and a few dance moves.
Oh, sounds like the Hugh Jackman show.
And there's going to be a special question and answer session with the audience as well. So if you're interested in John Travolta, I'm sorry you have to fly over east to do it, but tickets from $99 and you have to pre-register for those tickets at aneveningwith.com.au.
And that is if you want to go.
That's the one.
And if you want a good rock gig, if you're into your rock music,
have I got
the lineup for you?
Hit us.
Under the Southern Stars with Live.
Hey.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Do you know it's been 25 years since their Throwing Copper album?
That's amazing, isn't it?
25 years.
Yeah.
Also, we'll throw in Bush.
Hey.
I love Bush.
Did you?
I loved
Gavin Rossdale.
It was a great album. Loved it. And Stone Temple Pilots.
There's a band.
Oh.
I mean,
this song is so special to me.
The Interstate Love song.
Ay, ay, ay.
They, I mean, just great acts. And also in Perth, a local act figurehead playing. So this is great. Under the Southern Stars, one big gig with everyone there. And so it will be on Wednesday, April 15 at HBF Stadium.
Good lineup.
And yeah, the tickets are at underthesouthernstars.com.au or through ticketmaster.com.au. But that will be a great night of rock and roll.
That, John Travolta.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, you get the anecdotes.
And that's your daily juice.
Very good. Oh, just a quick one. This guy here.
Pop quiz. You have a hair trigger aimed at your head. What do you do? What do you do?
Okay, a little bit of speed from Keanu. Pop quiz. How old is Keanu Reeves today?
Ooh, I'm going to go with 48. 52.
Okay, Kimber's closest to the pin. He's 55.
Is he?
Happy birthday, Keanu.
He's all right.
Yeah, he does look damn fine. Mix 94.5. It is your big breakfast. That is the juice.
This'll fill you up. Everything Perth for brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire-Z, Matt and Kimber.
It is the morning after Father's Day for 2019.
Yeah.
Happy Father's Day. I hope you had a great day for all the dads.
I had a lovely day with my family yesterday in the evening, and it's like, you know, it's hard to be able to thank your dad. You know, when it comes to Father's Day, I'm like, what can we possibly get him when you sort of go, he does everything for us. He's such a sweet man. It's hard to repay that.
Doesn't he say, I don't want anything, though?
He said he didn't want anything, okay. And we bought him a couple of vouchers instead anyway, and he almost looked disappointed that we'd done that. I didn't. You didn't need to get...
I told you, I don't want anything.
He said, sweet, I just want the family all together on the day.
Okay.
Oh, that's nice.
Sweet man, Brian.
Sometimes you can't all be together. Like, I had two kids and I had one yesterday. So Sam came over for lunch. I'm catching up with Madison. We're going to have Zambrero today. So it's a post Father's Day, Father's Day with the girl.
Nice.
So you don't get them all at once because they're busy with life.
You love the catch up burrito, don't you?
We're going to have
you?
A burrito today. Yeah. Yeah. Celebrate with the burrito. Absolutely. How'd you go, Matt?
Well, of course, you know, this is my first Father's Day as a stepfather, as in living in situ.
Yep.
And on Saturday.
Yeah.
Me and Steppy D hosted an hour on this very station.
Oh, yeah.
Because we took over the airwaves.
Beautiful.
And I think she's pretty good.
Yeah.
You want to hear a bit?
Yes.
Yeah, I want to hear her chops. Here we go.
We dance around the house to this one all the time. Here's Van Halen. Why can't this be love? For Father's Day, we can. It's Radio Dada on Mix 94.5.
Hey, oh, great job, Steppy D. Good job.
Very cool.
So I got texts from the bosses going, gosh, she's great.
And she sounds so cute, don't
you?
That
look
voice.
Out.
Cute.
Look
that is
out.
Awesome.
Oh, no, we had a lovely nice time. Oh, a really lovely day.
Very good. Isn't it funny how you end up, as Dennis was saying, everyone really focuses on Mother's Day a lot, and you never forget Mother's Day.
No.
But yesterday, I got to 2:30 in the afternoon. We were dropping Sam back off. He's not driving, so we dropped Sam back at his place. And Laurie goes, have you called your dad yet? Went, whoa. Yeah, I call Reg in Brisbane. It's 4:30. He's waiting for his son to call him. I said, you heard from the rest of the siblings? He goes, oh, I've heard from one out of three, and now you've called, so that's two out of four. So there you go.
Not bad odds.
Yeah. Sorry, it was Dad. Nice, though. We did go for a bite to eat at Whitford's, and they were offering a free beer. For the dad. I handed my beer over to T's brother.
D.
Well, no. But that was nice.
Reward for the radio show.
Yeah, a little bit of that.
Oh, very good. Oh, that's Father's Day. Done and dusted for
another
year.
Done and dusted. Here's Christmas.
Yeah, let's look forward to it.
Hopefully Dad still doesn't want anything by then.
He'll be disappointed. Don't buy him a Bunnings voucher.
Everything Perth for brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clancy, Matt and Kimber.
The Monday morning after the Friday night before, laugh out loud.
Oh, and thank God the confetti cannons worked.
Oh, did they?
Yes. Because last year the only thing that went wrong with the night was our balloons wouldn't come down.
Yeah, and the girls were trying to pull the string, which was pretty much piano wire or something, wasn't it? It was cutting their hands.
Yes.
Fish wire.
Oh, it was such a fantastic night on Friday night with great acts. And this is the thing about these sorts of nights, you know, everyone made a really big effort and came out, and we've been able to give great money to Telethon, which is fantastic.
Yes.
But also just these comedians, so many of them are already in Perth. You can see them any night. But John Pinder, Andrew Wolf were absolutely fantastic.
Brilliant. Yeah.
And then we got Mandy Knight, our UK comedian, who was just sensational.
Yes.
It was just really great. We had obviously Matt Diktinsky and we had Janelle Koenig as MC. Yep. And it was just laughs a minute the whole way through.
And of course, Michelle.
Oh, wasn't she great?
Michelle from the Vines.
From the Vines, I beg your pardon, yeah. And doing her 3 minutes, and she was
Wasn't she calm?
So calm.
Well, inside she was going internally berserk, but she was very calm on the exterior.
It could have been that Valium and glass of Fruity Lexia she had before she went on.
Well,
but
she did come to you for advice.
Yeah, exactly.
You got her through.
Oh, it was just awesome. Fantastic. She did a great job. And she said afterwards, I said, what was the best thing about that? And she's like, I don't remember any of it.
No, you don't.
You know, because you're just so busy trying to get through it, you don't really get to enjoy it. But she did a great job.
And people roll up to their gig. There's a lot of love in the room. So that helped Michelle doing that gig.
Yes.
You know, probably the best place she could do, make a stand-up debut.
Yes.
You know, not as harsh as some rooms, but the love in the room is incredible, and the feeling in the at the Astor, it's when it reminds me every year when we're there getting welcoming people to the venue.
Yes.
And we're standing between the men's and the ladies' toilet, and that's all the photos have got gents or ladies in the photos that we take.
And we couldn't be more in the way.
Oh no, we were at the entry as well.
It's so in the way.
It's the doors to get people in.
And anyone who was at the gig who might be worried about poor old Dylan in the front row, who was getting picked on a lot by Mandy.
Yeah.
What was great is that family, they all came, mum, dad and the two kids, and they said they were there last year and they were front row last year and they got picked on last year and they loved it so much they went front row again this year.
Oh, they wanted it.
They wanted the punishment.
Bring it on.
They were quite happy to go there and have a great laugh. They didn't care. They were part of the action.
Yeah, oh. Well, we all love the fact that Telethon benefited with the, our kids appeal with Telethon again this year.
Yes, great. Yeah, I think there was 21,000 at one point that we'd raised. Maybe it was more at the by the end of the night, because I know the kids were going around with the kids. The street team were going around.
Shaking
with
the shakers?
Yep, the shakers.
It was pretty good. And the other thing about the confetti cannon is that people will, it's the gift that keeps on giving. You'll be finding that in your hair and in your undies for about 6 months.
Mama, what's that?
Shiny confetti everywhere.
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire Z, Matt and Kimber. Weekdays from 6 a.m.